Each one of us, as followers of Jesus Christ, have a problem, and that is dealing with the sin that resides in us. If it reigns over us, then we are the slaves to it. If we are free from it, we are free to serve our Lord. Those of us who have dealt with this sin principle in our life know this. It's terrible to be bound up by sin, and it's wonderful to be free, and to be free is better. And in Jesus Christ, we can be free. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says about this in Romans 6, the 11th verse through the 23rd verse.
Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid! Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
O Heavenly Father, I truly want to be free. I recognize that there is something within me that pushes me around, something that causes me to do the things I don't want to do, and the very things I want to do, I can't do them. Oh Lord God, I pray that you would set me free today, right now. And for that purpose, I give myself to you. Sanctify me, O Lord, today. I pray that you would make me a holy person today. Fill me with your Spirit and your love, and may in all things I be pleasing to you. I need your grace and your mercy today, and the power of your Spirit, for in myself I am powerless, but with you all things are possible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.